Travis Benjamin best player you've ever
coached? Yeah, he's right up there. Nobody else off the top of my head, especially game speed. I think I've been around guys that have timed maybe a little bit better. But when Travis is right, I mean, and that certainly has shown itself this year and 2 years ago. I don't know if he was ever back 100% a year ago, but just game speed. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody game speed that fast.
From a defensive standpoint, what kind of a threat does that pose to a defense? You've got a guy that you've got to constantly be aware of that can take it down, stretch the field every time.
Well, defensively, you always want to build it on how do we defend verticals. And you have to be very aware of where he is and how much of your defense do you allocate to the defense of that. If you feel you don't have somebody that can press him at the line and be able to maintain leverage with him down the field, then you're going to have to do some different things, whether it's playing off coverage or whether it's rolling a safety over the top. But that type of speed definitely has an effect on somebody who's game planning a defense.
Starting last year, he's had such a bigger, much bigger impact as a receiver. Is he working harder? Is it the coaching change?
I can't speak on before last year, so I really don't know how he was used. I know he was the primary kick returner, but I didn't know how much he was involved with it or wasn't involved with the offense. But what we found is this is a guy that is smart, knows multiple positions, runs good routes, and catches the football, and has blazing speed. So it was something we kind of stumbled onto last year, and then even this year, coming out of the off season, with just talking to Flynn, I mentioned this before with Flip and with Joker. I mean, I think they were pleasantly surprised at how good of a receiver that Travis is.
Question about Charles Woodson. From his standpoint, I think you were a grad assistant when he was in high school. Do you remember being aware of him that long ago?
I remember him doing the Heisman pose at some point. No, he's just been around it for so long. It's just amazing, especially at that position. I was in Baltimore with Dion when right up to the point where he retired, and he could still play at a relatively high level. But for a guy that he's bounced around. He's played a lot of different positions, but it's a testament of his professionalism and taking care of himself and being able to perform at a high level for a long time.
Joel Batonio was saying yesterday that you see a lot of guys that come off the edge that are either terrific edge rushers or they're really good like setting the edge. He was saying that Mac is like one of the guys that is able to do both. And I just wonder what you've seen in his development in the past year and a half.
No, he's that rare blend of size, suddenness, the explosiveness that he has, and the athleticism. You get some guys that are straight line that don't have much shake to him. When he rushes the passer, there's enough movement to him that if you overset him, he can cross face and come underneath. If you set him too short, that he's a guy that's fast enough that can run around you, and he's got a big stride length, closes quick. And then he has a great knack as an edge setter, as our guys found out last year that some guys will engage tight ends and just kind of stalemate and hold their ground, where he has a good feel for when can I shed the block and go ahead and establish my position, or when do I have to, there's a timing involved with that. Some guys do it too quick and the ball gets outside. Some guys do it too late, and they can't be a factor in the play, but he just has a great sense of timing on the edge when to release. He's disruptive. I don't know if I can quantify it as more or less, but he's a guy that we're extremely aware of where he lines up, because he doesn't line up in the same place all the time. We're very aware of where he is, and our guys know what he's capable of.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think has happened? Two veteran pickups that we all thought would be instant contributors. Hartline is one with really good training camp. And Bo, of course, is the other. So could you update us on what's happened with Hartline?
Yeah, I don't know if anything's necessarily happened with Hartline. I mean, he's playing. He does a good job for us. I know his the way that the game went and some of the personnel groupings we were in weren't necessarily an indication of his play. Brian runs good routes and catches the ball, and he's a big part of what we're doing. Dwayne, I mean, his early struggles here are well documented. He fell behind in training camp from a X's and O's standpoint and from a just a conditioning standpoint, just not, you know, being injured, not being able to practice. And I think he's still playing catch up from that. That we're hopeful that Dwayne's going to be the player that we had here in the spring. And there's a lot of football left to be played, so we're confident that he'll get to that place.
Did he report in the kind of condition you wanted him to be in?
I don't speak on how guys report. You know, his injury occurred into training camp, so he was here early on. But just looking back, I don't get into specific details on guys' level of condition.
Can you talk about Latavius Murray? I think I said his name. How do you? What challenges does he present to you guys?
He's a slasher type, but I think he's faster than people give him credit for. They do a lot of things that the scheme's good. That if they get a heavy box, they're going to throw the ball outside. If they get a light box, they're going to run it. So he's had some runs and some very favorable looks, and he's taken advantage of it. It's rare that we go into a week without having a big challenge facing a particular back, and this week's no exception.
But it seems statistically anyway, they haven't run the ball as well as maybe other teams have faced. Is that accurate or not?
Well, part of it too is the way teams are playing them. The way teams are defending them is that they're heavying up the fronts a little bit more, and a lot of what their offense is based on is evaluating the defensive look, and if you're lined up to defend the run, you throw it, and vice versa.
Now that Collins back, do you think they seem to have something going in training camp and preseason? Think he'll be targeted more?
I don't know if you can. I mean, the chemistry was certainly there. That's true, but I just don't know if you can say that'll end up happening. A lot of it is dependent on the coverage we get, the way the routes are read, whether it's a progression read or however it plays out. But we certainly don't want our quarterbacks forcing the ball to a certain player or position. But at the same time, I mean, Brian's, did a good job of getting open, and Josh did a good job of getting him the ball. So there's no denying the chemistry that those two had.
Like I saw, Gilbert wasn't on the injury report for the first time in a while. Where does he fit in your cornerback rotation? Do you expect him to be active on something?
We'll see. He's having a good week, so we'll see how that ends up playing out. But Justin's done a real nice job. He's fully recovered from his injury. And he's stacking together some good practices, so we'll ultimately make that decision at the end of the week. But what he's done here on the practice field and in the meeting rooms has been encouraging.
Mike, you guys have hit on a couple long touchdown passes, and I think around the league it's higher than it's been in 20 years after 2 weeks. What would you attribute that to early on? Is it aggressive play calling? Is it bad secondaries? I don't know.
That's probably a little bit of everything. I think as you realize, and especially I realize it now, especially being involved on offense more, once you get in the red zone, how difficult it is to score touchdowns. That it's the field is condensed, the coverages are it's a lot less area to cover and a lot of bodies in tight spaces. So I think teams are looking, us included, are looking to hit plays outside of the red zone while you have the full field to work with. But I didn't realize it was as statistically it's where it is right now, but having witnessed it now more so firsthand, I can see why.
Mike, with knowing Carwell and some other, guys from the Raiders offense, has he been able to lend more of a hand this week to Jim O'Neill in any way? Or?
A little bit, not much. I think they just, because the scheme's different, and with it being a new coaching staff. Just maybe some things from a personnel standpoint, and then Flip's very knowledgeable of their defensive personnel, but it is a different scheme. So I would say that it's there, but it's the effect is minor.
Is there more? One other question on Benjamin. Presumably, I would guess if you're a defense coordinator, you now know about him. At
have seen the big play, so you pay more attention to them. How does that help the rest of the offense?
Well, it depends on how they plan on taking him away. If they're rolling a safety that way, that helps you. That helps lighten the box a little bit in the run game. Anytime you have to play some form of half field coverage, it's very difficult to get into a 8-man spacing type look to defend the run. And I just think it potentially opens some things up for other guys. Now they still, you know, we're going to make teams defend them. We're not going to make that assumption. You know, a lot of teams, they have their system and they play it. So we're not going to purposely go away from Travis thinking that, okay, teams know about him now, they're aware. We'll see how they choose to defend him and react to it.
Is Alvin Smith recaptured what he had yet from what you see on film?
He's getting there. I mean, he's not an every down guy, but when he's in, which is smart, just kind of given what his circumstances are. But he's certainly shown flashes of what he's been able to do in the past.
Do you have an opinion on whether a guy who's had all those issues that are unresolved should even be active?
I don't. The league has its the policy that they adhere to, their process of how they handle it, and it's something we're respectful of.